We should understand the principal function of a Dharma protector is to protect our Dharma practice. So to protect our inner Dharma, realizations of Dharma in our heart. If we rely sincerely upon Dorji Shugden, he will arrange conditions that are most conducive for our Dharma practice. Probably everybody remembers what comes next. It's one of the most famous sentences in this book. So if we rely sincerely upon Dorji Shugden, which we are doing, he will arrange the conditions that are most conducive for our Dharma practice. But these will not necessarily be the ones we ourselves would have chosen. Of course not. Of course not. Who would be doing the choosing? I think that is the I that we normally see that is most important. Therefore, we are sure we know what favorable conditions would be like, and we ask for them all the time, and they don't appear because we have favorable conditions already. So we need to, it's such a wonderful, the way Dorji Shugden leads us to a practical experience of emptiness is through this instruction. We rely and impute favorable on our conditions. Then you know what? They are favorable because there is nothing other than mere imputation. If we see something as favorable, it's favorable. If we see it as unfavorable, it's unfavorable because everything is merely imputed. It's our mind determining, oh, this is a huge problem. Maybe our guru's going, no, it's not. This is really good news. Can't you recognize good news? This isn't a problem. So if by day, we're relying, we trust our spiritual guide. Yep, we would rather this wasn't happening, but this is favorable for me. Because he's guiding each one of us according to our needs. You know, if we were doing the choosing, how much spiritual progress do you think we'd make? You know, it's sort of like the couch potato version of Dharma, where we just want to flick the channel to, you know, favorable conditions where we need to do nothing in our mind at all, because everything is exactly how we wish it to be. So as we learned yesterday, that's uncontrolled desire, attachment to the fulfillment of our wishes. So let Wisdom Buddha do the choosing, and our conditions, we can relax. This is favorable for me. And we move our mind instead of manipulating external conditions. Then we're relying on emptiness. It's really wonderful, so skillful and practical, and we learn how to do it over time because we trust our spiritual guide and we think it might not appear like that to me, but I know this is favorable. So what spiritual lesson am I learning from these conditions? And then we change our mind and we offer that change, Dharma in our heart, to our guru as the most sublime offering to delight him. Dorji Shugden will bless our minds to help us transform difficult situations into the spiritual path, into renunciation, into compassion, into wisdom realizing the true nature of things. He will open the wisdom eyes of his faithful followers, enabling them always to make the right decisions. So again, there isn't time, but I'd encourage you to think about that. You know, often when we lack confidence, we don't know how to make correct decisions. And with good reason, almost every decision we've made, apart from refuge in the three precious jewels, has been pretty dodgy and never brought about the results that we wished for. So we don't have confidence in our decision-making ability. Our guru gives us that confidence because we make decisions in accordance with Lam Rim. If they're decisions coming from wisdom and compassion that lead to increased wisdom and compassion and benefit for others, they'll necessarily be the right decisions for ourselves and others. I think this is beautiful. I mean, I'd love to just stop and teach on this alone, because we don't worry. We develop a faithful, calm mind. You can never see correctly what to do when our mind is turbulent and all the mud of our delusions is clouding our judgment. We need a peaceful, faithful mind full of blessings. And we will feel through blessings this is the correct decision, and it will be. Although physically they may find themselves alone, inwardly those who put their trust in him will never be apart from a powerful ally and a wise and compassionate guide.